This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Indiana's not-for-profits often serve residents facing communal and systematic issues, but often, leadership is dealing with a human resources problem eating away at its ability to achieve its mission. The state's organizations are not immune to a national workforce shortage, seeing thousands of jobs go unfilled, and subsequently for community-facing organizations, fewer residents reached. Vacant jobs don't go without consequences. Hiring struggles have led to curbing services, turning away families, and forcing clients to wait longer for help. Some rural communities have to go without treatment, while others have too many clients for the staff on board. Chelsea Olemiller, Director of Community and Content at Charitable Advisors, an Indianapolis-based consulting practice focused on not-for-profits.
Those needs have increased so much, and they cannot keep up with the demand because they're not finding the people to fill those positions. And so then what's happening is it's limiting their impact. It's limiting their influence because they're not able to find the employees that they need.
The shortage is also not just afflicting social service-focused not-for-profits, Ola Miller said, who has conducted focus groups with dozens of local organizations. All types of not-for-profits are reporting issues, including those in education, arts and culture, recreation, environmental concerns, and societal benefit fields, and may potentially have more hiring challenges. The Indiana Department of Labor has issued a penalty against Indianapolis-based Milestone Contractors LP for a fatal accident that occurred at a construction site in Goshen last fall. The state's Occupational Safety and Health Administration said in its notification that the company did not take steps to address the hazard that led to the incident. On October 16th, Rodolfo Nunez from Decatur was killed while cleaning the augers of a concrete placer machine at the construction site along US 20 in Goshen. Nunez became caught between the two augers and suffered fatal injuries. Eli Lilly and Company said Tuesday that exceptionally strong demand for diabetes drugs Mounjaro and weight loss drug Zepbound helped push first quarter profit up 67%, but warned that it expects tight supplies of both drugs to continue. The Indianapolis-based drug maker posted a profit of $2.24 billion in the quarter on revenue of $8.77 billion. Revenue for the quarter was up 26% compared with a year ago, but short of Wall Street estimates of $8.9 billion, according to the FactSet consensus. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
This weekend, a motocross track for dirt bike and quad riders will open to the public in Gibson County. The grand opening of Whip Motocross is on May 4th and will have food trucks and music. Whip Motocross owner Daniel Hip.
There's nothing like this for the community anymore. There's no place for parents to take their kids. They have to drive 2-3 hours just to go someplace that allows this. So I wanted to bring that to the community, have some place for them to ride. I honestly can't believe the amount of interest and support that we're getting from the community. We didn't expect this much attention from it.
During the first weekend, riders will pay admission fees to bring dirt bikes to the track. A weekend will be held later this month for quads. The full 2024 schedule will be released on Wednesday on Facebook and the track's website. HIP plans to hold special children's events at Whip Motocross and possibly get involved with other tracks around the state to give racers a traveling circuit. Officials in Crawfordsville broke ground Monday on an infrastructure project designed to support future community development initiatives. The city said the $5.3 million Purple Heart Parkway extension will help drive ongoing and future projects, including new housing, retail, and grocery developments. The project will extend Purple Heart Parkway from US 231 South to Ladoga Road in Crawfordsville, which Montgomery County Commissioner Dan Gard said will unlock thousands of acres for economic development and housing opportunities. Six moms of medically complex children pressured Governor Eric Holcomb to reform his administration's approach to transitioning families from attendant care to another caregiving program in a private Monday meeting at the State House. The parents, appearing on behalf of Indiana Families United for Care, shared their requests for action in a media scrum outside the governor's office. They represent the roughly 1,600 families of children with complex medical needs whose monetary benefits will be substantially cut on July 1st as Indiana amends its attendant care program. The coalition formed roughly 4 months ago, following an announcement from the Family and Social Services Administration that parents would no longer be eligible for an hourly stipend and would move to a lower per diem benefit in response to a projected $1 billion shortfall in the state's Medicaid budget. Six graduating high school students in Indiana will soon begin a new agriculture career development program offered by Keystone Cooperative. The farmer-owned cooperative's two-year SEED program, which means securing experience in employee development, is geared towards recent high school graduates and FFA members who do not plan to enroll in college. The graduates chosen will receive full-time employment and benefits, on-the-job training, and professional accreditations and certifications paid for by Keystone. Agrinovus Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.